Well, that's nearly the end of this episode of Naked Oceans, but first, it's that time in the show when we ask a marine expert to tell us if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. And Helen, you were in Florida a while back, and while you were there, you rubbed shoulders with a rather famous ichthyologist, Jeannie Clark. What was it like meeting her?
Oh, she was just brilliant. She was absolutely wonderful, such a lovely lady. And it was just a huge privilege to meet her and a great inspiration. She's been studying sharks and all sorts of other fish for more than 60 years. And she's made loads of great discoveries, including lots of stuff about their ability to sense the world around them. And she's still busy doing research today. She spends loads of her time studying a weird creature called the convict fish. And she told me about how she's recently discovered a new species of shark that swells up like a puffer fish. So I just couldn't resist asking her to choose an animal for our Critter of the Month Hall of Fame.
I never thought of being a marine animal.
Well, I guess the other question is, which is your favorite?
Yeah, that's tough too, because I have so many favorites. I suppose the lemon shark is my favorite shark because we got to know individuals and train them to press a target and ring a bell for their food. And that was that opened up a whole new field and interest. We had nurse sharks very commonly here. The big nurse sharks didn't seem to catch on at all to the target, but that's because they're almost blind, so they can't choose the correct target, however we put it in the water. But the lemon sharks have keen eyesight. But we later found out that nurse shark babies have keen eyesight, and they lose it as they get older, and they feel their environment with their barbels. And so I remember taking a baby nurse shark to the crown prince, who is now the emperor, and we struck up a good friendship with a trained baby nurse shark that never made a mistake. The airlines gave me an extra seat for the shark. Most people didn't know. He was such a tiny little thing. He was less than 2 feet long. But he never made a mistake. And my assistant at that time, a high school kid, Freddie Aronson. Freddie said, when I said, well, I have to take a present to the emperor, but they have everything, you know. And so he says, well, why don't you take our trained shark? Nobody else in the world has a shark that never makes a mistake. And so I took that.
That was the wonderful Jeannie Clark, also known as the Shark Lady, telling Helen about the time she took a trained baby nurse shark as a gift for the Emperor of Japan. Crazy. And Jeannie celebrates her 89th birthday this month, so I'm sure you'll all join us in wishing her a very happy birthday. You can find out more about Jeannie's sharks and lots more marine critters at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
Well, that's it for Naked Oceans this month. A huge thank you to Yella Artemer, Mark Baumgartner, Shozo Yokoyama, and Jeannie Clark. Join us next time for the final episode of the current series of Naked Oceans, when we'll be plunging into the depths and exploring some of the most mysterious deep parts of the ocean. Well, you can find details of this show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. As always, thanks for listening and catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.